Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you, Kathy. We have Roland Osborne today from Kono Magazine, and we're here to really talk about the upcoming Kung Fu Panda movie, which is very exciting for the martial arts industry. And Roland's going to share with us a tremendous opportunity that we have to take advantage of for our martial arts schools to drive new members, and of course, everything affects retention. So it's all good stuff. You know, first, I want to tell you the magazine cover for this one-year commemorative issue looks fantastic. I was real excited by seeing it. I showed it to my kids. They're really pumped. I think I'm going to end up having to go to see this movie on Friday when it opens up. Otherwise, I'll have the wrath of my children all weekend long. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been able to set up at Kono for martial arts schools across the country to take advantage of.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you for that. And there's a couple things I'd like to cover in today's teleconference and capitalizing on the event that's going to be happening over the summer and especially next weekend with the Kung Fu Panda movie. I just want to kind of go over our basic marketing strategies for martial arts schools is to attract families and kids. Most schools are 60 to 70% kids, and then the next 10, 15, 20% of the student base is usually the parents. And when you have an event like this that you're going to have such a huge demographic of people going to watch and excited about, then it's something we want to capitalize on and be a part of. The event, Kung Fu Panda, is obviously a martial arts-based movie. If you haven't done any research on it, Kathy has put the links in there for you to go to kungfupanda.com, and I'm sure you've heard a lot about it. It is a kids-based movie. It's similar to like the Shrek-type humor in it. It's funny, something the parents can watch, something exciting for the kids, and then again, it's martial arts-based. Our goal is to capitalize on the $100-plus million that they've spent to create the movie and do the marketing. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to create 20 to 30 million families and kids are estimated to come see the movie. So I want to go over some strategies to help you take advantage of obviously that huge number of kids going to see a movie with their parents. And it's martial arts based, so that's really exciting for us as an industry. A couple things I want to talk about. Number one, how do we capitalize on the event? What are the different strategies that we have? If you're a staff member and you have a pad and paper, it's really going to benefit you to write these down so you can check them off as we go through them. First thing in the highest levels, we're going to want to get a theater booth. A theater booth is what's really going to help us be in one location where all these kids are coming in. You figure 20, 30 million kids and families are going to see the movie. So we're going to want a theater booth, and I'll go back and tell you how to do that in just a minute. The second thing that we're going to want to do is we want to have a Kung Fu Panda night. This is an event where either the kids come into your school or you take them to the movie theater. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. We're going to hand out passes to families that are coming to purchase tickets or heading into the movie theater. We also can work with the movie theater on having some kind of pass at the purchase counter. So when people are coming up to buy their tickets to the movie, you'll be there. And then the last one, obviously, is we can work on getting something to all the cars that are in the parking lot, and that kind of be our lowest level of marketing strategies. Our last two are kind of in-house events. We're going to want to do a bring a friend event that will allow the kids to bring a friend, and then a mass intro is the last thing that we can work on. So I'll kind of cover though a little bit more in depth on each one of those. The first one, we talk about how to have a movie theater booth. Our biggest strategy or challenge of getting that is getting into the movie theater. And what Kono has created for you is actually a movie theater booth, and we created a letter that allows you to go in and give the Kung Fu Panda commemorative Kono magazine out to the kids who purchased the ticket. We basically have strategized with DreamWorks and Kono magazine and your school to allow you to hand out the Kono magazine to the kids coming in. So at the end of this teleconference, we'll tell you how to get that letter to get into the movie theater. You just basically talk to the manager, take the official letter with you, and let them know that you would like to set up a booth to give out the magazine to the kids. So that's going to be exciting. The second thing is having a Kung Fu Panda night. This is important. All the kids are seeing the movie. When I was really actively marketing my school, one of the things that was important is I know kids like to play video games. I know they like to play other sports. And instead of getting upset about it, I just joined them. And basically what I did is we create those events that the kids are excited to do inside the school. So having a Kung Fu Panda night gets all the kids to come to the school and celebrate Kung Fu Panda, celebrate your school, and bring their friends in. And this is something that's exciting. We usually recommend the class is about an hour to an hour and a half. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can do it just for your students and make it a Kung Fu Panda night just for the students, or you can have them bring friends. Obviously, bringing friends is going to get the other kids who have seen the movie or haven't seen the movie or who are excited about the movie to get them to come in. And there's a few things I recommend when you're doing an event like that. Number one, you're going to want to definitely have music. The Kung Fu Panda CD comes out June 3rd, which is, I believe, the middle of next week. Go down and get the soundtrack to that so you can create that kind of atmosphere inside the school. Also, if you can get any posters from any local shops that have been, the posters I know have been out for quite a bit, get a couple posters and post them up in the school. And then you're going to want to create your class. The class, obviously, you're going to have an obstacle course is always a great way to theme out your party. Start with the obstacle course with the music. Try to create the obstacle course and challenges based on the movie. Which you can get all the information in the magazine about that just by reading all the different characters and such like that. Also on the web, if you go to their website again, they actually have the Panda Training Center, which has a huge obstacle course in there as well. So, you know, just having a Kung Fu Panda night at the school will get all the students to bring 2 to 3 friends into your school. So it's another way to capitalize on that. Couple recommendations, too, and I know we're skipping back just a little bit. At your Kung Fu Panda booth, you're definitely going to have there an enrollment sheet at the booth. You're definitely going to want to have a free trial class set up there for them. You'll have a spot for them to come up and get the Kono magazine. We recommend using maybe a couple parent volunteers to do that for you and try to get their information. Now, if you think about it, when they come into the movie theater and they come up to the booth and they get the magazine and they register there, they're going to go in and sit down and be looking through the magazine. And inside the magazine, there's a VIP pass inside there. All you have to do is put your information on that VIP pass. It says martial arts rules, come take a free martial arts class. All you have to do is put your information on the back of that pass that will get them excited to come in and train. After the movie gets out, you're probably going to have quite a few people heading over to your booth to talk to you about information if you didn't get to give it to them before the movie. You have to remember when people go to see the movie, a lot of times they're kind of rushing to get to the get their seats. So, you know, get the magazine to them, the VIP passes inside there, and anything else that you want to kind of prompt them on to have that available. Another great thing that you can do is you can actually purchase Panda outfit. You can get the Panda costumes at various different places. Go online and do the research, and there's different level costumes that you get. If you have the Panda at a table set up there, then that's going to be exciting, not only for the manager of the movie theater, but also for your booth. All the kids are going to want to come over and see the Panda, and you can attract them in that fashion. And then also after the movie, you can have the Panda autograph the magazine for the kids, which is going to totally excite them and keep them motivated and pumped up about seeing the movie and coming to your school. If you do invest in a Panda outfit, it's definitely worth it. You can use it for a multiple of things. You can use it on the weekends. You can walk through the park with it. You can go to different events, set up mall booths and things, and use the Panda costume over and over again. And even after that, you can have themed birthday parties. You know, we always play costumes for all the different events that come out so the kids can select what kind of birthday party. I know it's a huge marketing strategy for a lot of schools. You can have the Panda come in and say hi to all the kids. You can have the Power Ranger come in and say hi, or the Ninja Turtle. So getting a costume definitely is going to be worth it, especially considering the amount of money they're spending on advertising the Panda for you. So that'll kind of be a cool theme. If you're not able to get into the movie theater and set up a booth, I just want to say everybody that we've sent the letter to has already been approved. There's nobody that's been turned down yet. But if that was to happen, you know, and basically you can talk to the manager and say, well, we have the Kung Fu Panda Commemorative Edition magazine. There's a couple options, you know, if you don't want us to set up a booth because of liability and that kind of thing, then what we can do is two options. One, we can give you the magazines, and every kid that comes in and purchases the ticket, you can give them the $5 commemorative magazine, and they can take that in and watch the movie. Remember, that's going to have the VIP pass already inside with your information that you put on that pass, so that's definitely going to get to the kids. It's not as good as having a booth, but definitely kids watching a martial arts movie with their parents and getting a commemorative magazine like that that has your information is still going to be really powerful. Another option that you have there is you can tell them, look, when the kids and families are coming up, I can have some parent volunteers or some of our staff members actually just give them the magazine for seeing the movie at that point. And then your other option is if they totally don't want to work with you at all, you have the last option of actually just hitting the cars up in the parking lot when all the kids and families are going to see the movie. So there's a couple of ways to really take advantage of that, even if all else fails, worst case scenario, and they don't allow you to have a booth, which, again, we haven't had that challenge yet, but if that does come up, you can still take advantage of that.
That's phenomenal, Roland. You know, I'm sure everybody's writing fast and furiously right now because you've just given them a tremendous amount of information and ideas to take advantage of. I want to highlight a couple of things. First of all,
okay, perfect.
The relationship with DreamWorks and Kono is such a key point. I remember trying to do a similar marketing type of thing, obviously not with a magazine, for Ninja Turtles. And we were very limited at the school as to what we could do for promotion. We did some stuff with the movie theater. We spent an awful lot of money on guest passes that we, you know, aligned with the movie theater. And, you know, but having the booth, I mean, all of this to get into the theater is really so contingent on that relationship that you guys have set up that an individual would not be able to even arrange. To have DreamWorks be working with you guys and to be able to bring that to the theater is a very powerful situation. So that's fantastic. And the second thing that I want to highlight is the VIP pass. Like I said, we spent a ton of money making our own that we, you know, we're giving out with the tickets or getting the movie theater to give out with the tickets. Here it's built right into the magazine. It's something that they're going to go in before the movie starts. They're going to be flipping through the pages. You mentioned about putting the school's information on there. What do you recommend, a label or I assume it would take a while to handwrite all these, but if you can print up some labels and you just affix them to the guest passes in there, can you describe them a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to take a quick step back. You know, what you said about creating the passes, and we've all tried to do events like this, but you're not allowed to use a lot of the images and things like that. Well, you know, we've really taken the time to go into the movie studios and build relationships with them, which has taken a lot of time and a lot of trust on their side. And when you talked about building a quality product, as soon as they saw the magazine, they were willing to work with us at one level. And as the magazine continues to come out, we now have endorsements from Warner Brothers, and a lot of these companies are saying this is the best kids magazine we've ever seen. So they're actually, I don't know if you saw the Batman issue, Warner Brothers actually created that exclusive kick of Batman doing a jump flying sidekick for the cover of our magazine. So now we're working with DreamWorks, and next month we're working with George Lucas. We'll talk a little bit about Star Wars later, but we're working with these companies hand in hand to help school owners be able to market better to what's going on out there. And when it comes to the magazine, you know, if we just handed out a pass that didn't have any related pictures or any content on it, you know, it kind of wouldn't go hand in hand. So now we've created a magazine, and what makes a magazine way more powerful than just a flyer is it kind of has four dimensions to it. One, the first dimension is a kid sees something on the cover. He's going to see a movie, you know, like this. He's going to want to open it up right away and start reading it. A kid's not going to read a pass or a three-panel brochure, but now he's excited. He's reading it. As soon as he opens it and starts reading it, Kono Magazine is all about martial arts. So he's reading about this world of martial arts and cool stuff. And the third part is the parent's going to take a look at it, and they're going to see the credibility of the martial arts and this healthy lifestyle. And then the last dimension, which is most important to the school owner, is it has their information inside. So inside, there's a free pass and there's a VIP pass. Basically what it says, so you know, it's like a tear-out subscription card like you get in any other magazine, but it's just one card. It's freestanding in there. It's perforated already so the kid can tear it out, and it says, martial arts rules, come take a free martial arts lesson. On the back of the pass, there's a special area for you to put your information on. The best recommendation and the easiest thing to do is obviously just get the Avery labels from your local Staples or Office Max and just print them out. I think you can fit 30 on a page, I think there's on there, and they have different sizes, and you basically just adhere your special that you want on the back. Summer's big right now. Summer camp is like a buzzword, so you might put call for 1 3-week summer camp. You might want to offer them the what we talked about, kind of the Kung Fu Panda night. They can come to the Kung Fu Panda Mass Intro. This Saturday, come take a cool Kung Fu Panda class. Those are basically the two strategies that I feel are best to put on the back as far as marketing. But everybody kind of does something a little bit different. You might put a free uniform, whatever you want to put. But there's an area for you to attach a sticker to it or attach whatever you want, a stamp or whatever, and attach it, affix it to the back of that VIP coupon. So the kid reads it, he's excited, and then he opens it up to either come to your Kung Fu Panda night, to come to your Kung Fu Panda free class, to come to your fun free week summer camp, whatever you decide is going to be best on there.
Yeah, that Kung Fu Panda night is great because what better thing if they come out of the movie theater and they have an opportunity now to go to a school and to kind of experience a little piece of the movie all over again. And that plays into, you know, making sure you go out and get the CD and create that environment. This is really such a great opportunity because you guys have taken care of all the things that the school owner needs to do. You've set them up to, all they got to do is execute. And
absolutely.
I think anytime you have a situation like that, it's great. Movies opening up, next Friday night, and obviously it'll be in theaters throughout the summer. So this is a time of the year that the martial arts school owner is looking for increased lead flow. And the timing is perfect. You've done all the work. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the next steps are? What should the school owner be doing immediately to take advantage of that opening weekend and, of course, the weekends beyond?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that you want to do is you're going to want to obviously call our office and get the letter to get you into the Kung Fu Panda movie theater and try to get into the booth as soon as possible and get prepared for that. We do have some magazine packs that you can order so that you can hand those out that comes with the letter, which we can go over in just a minute. The second thing is you're definitely going to want to get on the website. You're going to start researching it and start talking to your kids and plan out your Kung Fu Panda night and talk about with your staff how you're going to have the Kung Fu Panda Mass Intro. There's two different things there, and I kind of want to clear them up because the Kung Fu Panda night can be for all of your students and all of their friends. So what we recommend is that, let's say your student base is just for ease, 100, you have 100 kids in your school, you're going to want to give each of one of them 2 to 3 magazines, you know, the Kono magazine with the special pass on the back, come to Kung Fu Panda night, and you're going to want to pump that up. I mean, if each kid can bring 2 or 3 friends with them to that one Kung Fu Panda night, there's a huge marketing opportunity right there. And again, you know, you can hand them a pass, but you're going to have a way higher percentage of kids start reading about the cool Kung Fu Panda store, and they're going to want to learn the cool moves and have fun and be a part of that theme. The next thing you want to do with your staff is you're going to want to sit down and plan out the mass intro. The best recommendation I can give you for your mall booth is, or even the magazines that you're handing out to the public, is going to be a mass intro on Saturdays. You can either, depending on the amount of magazines, if you're in the mall booth, let's say, or I'm sorry, you're in the theater booth, and you're giving, 500 or 1,000 passes, and you're getting these leads all weekend, you're going to have a mass intro all week. You're going to have a mass intro every Saturday planned for your Kung Fu Panda mass intro and getting the kids in there, and you have the names, you call them all week, you get them in for that Saturday class. If you're not that aggressive, I would plan out 2 Saturday mass intros, Kung Fu Panda themes, and that'll give you 2 weeks to build up the leads and get everybody to come to that mass intro. And that's definitely what you're going to want to do right away. Start planning that out with your staff and how you're going to run that class. You know, the classes are real simple. Again, start with a cool off-school course, have the music playing, and then go into a little martial arts class. You know, talk about it. Are you have the speed of the snake, or you have the agility of the monkey, are you the panda, are you Po? What, you know, read and research kind of the language so you can talk about that. You know, and then at the end, if it's the mass intro, you can tell them about your program. If it's all the kids that came with Bring a Friend Night, you can do the same thing. Offer them, again, summer camp is kind of a buzzword. You know, you can give a 1-week summer camp. That just means they come to classes for a week to test it out, whatever your follow-up sale is. We do offer the different packages that we offer for you guys. We obviously have our normal Kono packages, which start in boxes of 100. So you can get 100, 200. 300 is what we call our school owner VIP package, which gets you some additional things. And then for Kung Fu Panda, we're doing a special 500-pack and 1,000-pack. The 500-pack is $400, so it's less than a dollar each. And included in that, you'll get the letter to go to the movie theater. Like I said, you can order the smaller packages to use them in-house, but, I mean, if you go to the movie theater with 100 magazines, you're going to be out of those in the halfway through the first seating. So you definitely want to start off with the 500. The 1,000-pack even gets less. It's $750 for 1,000 magazines. And again, that includes the 1,000 magazines, the VIP passes are inside, and then you get the letter to go into the movie theater. So we have the movie theater packages available. We have the regular Kono packages available. And, you know, because you're a Member Solutions client as well, if you sign up on one of our Kono programs, we also give you a couple additional things. One, we're going to send you the Kono, we call this the starter box. This is a box of one of our past issues of Kono magazine. You can hand it out to some of the kids in the school to get them excited, let them know that, you know, they're going to be getting Kono magazines every month. A lot of schools put them in their intro room because we usually send you our Ninja Turtle issue, and all the kids love Ninja Turtles, so you can give that to them in the intro when they're on their way home or during the sale to keep them quiet. The second thing that we do is we put your school listing on our Kono website. We're building a really cool Kono school directory for kids that come to our website. When they buy magazines from the newsstand, or they get magazines from ones that we donate to the public school libraries and things like that, or kids just surfing the web and they come across the Kono magazine, we get quite a few kids and they want to train in the martial arts, then your school's listed on there. And then in addition to that, that part of our program, again, you get the first one is the magazine, the free starter box. The second one is the Kono school listing. And the third thing is we have a special prize pack that some of the martial arts vendors will give you about $1,000 worth of merchandise from Bold Look, Web Gear, Macho, Sentry, XMA, Sanban Clothing. A lot of these vendors are teaming up with us to help double the amount of kids training in the martial arts, so they send you a cool prize pack of merchandise that you can get too as well. So again, just to kind of cover the theater packages that we have available are the 500 pack and the 1,000 pack, and those come with the special letter to get you into the movie theater and get your booth set up, and it comes with the VIP pass inside.
And as soon as they call Kono Magazine and place their order, that will trigger the letter getting sent as a PDF right to their email, which they can print out literally today.
Yes.
And go right to the movie theater. And I, you know, you mentioned about not being able to potentially set up a booth. I think probably the only thing that would happen that would prevent a client from setting up a booth is if they've made an agreement with another school. They already have a relationship.
Let me go back to the first thing that you said. When you call the office, our Kono headquarters, to enroll in one of these programs, they will forward you the PDF to get into the movie theater right away. It's a PDF so that you can go in, because basically it says there's a blank spot for you to put the name of your martial arts school right at the top. It comes in our standard letterhead. You put it on nice paper, and it just says ABC Martial Arts has teamed up with DreamWorks and Kono Magazine to hand out the commemorative Kono Magazine, Kung Fu Panda Kono Magazine. We would like to set up a booth at the showing and give each kid the magazine. And basically, you know, your presentation obviously is important with the manager. Come in dressed nice and give them the official letter. You can bring them a past Kono if you have it, and you can talk to them directly. So when you call, they'll send you the PDF right away so you can get it in the movie theater. The second thing, if there is a martial arts school already there, that's okay, because the movie is going to be playing for 2 months. And I don't think that one martial arts school is going to be there, you know, 24/7 for 2 months handing out the magazine or already there doing some kind of special. So you can talk to them and co-op with them on what days, you know, you're there and what days they're there. So there's a couple strategies. If they do say that, I don't think it's a huge problem. Just let them know, okay, cool, you know, we're also here to do the same thing. I'm sure they're not going to have, you know, 20,000 magazines to give out at the movie theater. So I would say just team it up with them. You know, there's still plenty of time to do that.
Right. That's a very good point. With regards to your magazine run, one thing that I want to point out, because I want to make sure that our clients, like every client that wants to do this, can get involved, there is not an unlimited supply of Kono magazines for this issue. You know, Kono has just received their, you know, their magazines back from their printer. They have to make an assessment of how many to print, and those are done. So this is a situation while supplies last, and you know, I think we all know that this is probably going to be the record breaking month for you guys as well. Each month is getting better, and this month is probably going to be significantly better. So we do want to take action right away, which is why the recording is going to be made available for anyone who couldn't join us today. But if you're interested in doing this, you know, it's such a great opportunity. I've been involved in similar things in the past. I just know Karate Kid, you know, all these different opportunities. Nothing has been laid out like this to take advantage of. I've never seen anything so well put together. My only regret is that we're getting you to this idea so late. You know, ideally, we're talking to you two or three weeks ago. But that's just not how it unfolded. But we will have that opportunity to give you guys a bit head start, and we talk about the great Star Wars movie coming out in August. And I want to point out that that's even more so to get involved with Kono, with a subscription. These guys are obviously movers and shakers. They're professional. They got their act together. This is the type of people that Member Solutions likes to work with. They make it easy for our clients to initiate an action plan and execute. So, you know, Star Wars is next. There's going to be other things next. This is such, if you use the tool properly and they're going to help you, this is something that could really strengthen retention and help you generate leads for your school. And look, let's not be, let's look at the reality of the economy around us. It's going to be an opportunity for school owners to go out there and take advantage of things like this. But look, you know, it's going to be harder to enroll students and get students. People are looking at, you know, at their financial situation. So the smart business owner is going to be able to take advantage of that and grab the market share. So, you know, don't let opportunities like this go past. What number do they call, Roland?
The number to get a hold of Kono is 1-877-411-KONO. That's 5666. Again, that's 1-877-411-KONO. and that's 5666. A couple things I wanted to just comment on what you just said, if we have a second, Joe.
Sure.
On the limited run, we do have a limited run. Last month, we actually sold out of our Spider-Man issue because what I did is I recommended schools to target the summer camp, their summer program. And so we did a similar special where they could get a 500-pack and a 1,000-pack. And they took all the relationships that they have in the community, in the schools, and they gave the Kono magazines out with their summer camp information inside. You know, summer's coming, you know, whatever. The cool thing about the magazine is you can put inside whatever you want. We don't recommend, you know, totally putting 10,000 flyers inside the magazine, but you can put a, you know, half sheet flyer right in the first page, staple it in there so it doesn't get lost or thrown in a backpack, and give them out. Because again, the magazine motivates the kids who want to do martial arts. So, you know, they targeted their summer programs, and schools are getting huge results. And they're booking anywhere from 5 to 8 intros for every 100 magazines that get handed out. So that's a huge number compared to, I know all of us handed out thousands of flyers and got 1 or 2 calls. So Spider-Man did sell out. This issue, we printed an extra 50,000 issues. So I think already 20,000 of those are already accounted for by schools who are ordering 2,000 to 3,000. Some schools have ordered that high amount, and they're getting ready to get in the movie theaters next weekend, and they kind of have their credit cards on order to order more magazines as soon as they go through them. So we do have a limited run. We do have 2 months to hand them out. So, you know, if you do get a lot of them, trust me, there's plenty of ways for you to get them out. The second thing is you were talking about kind of bridging the gap between what's happening in pop culture, what's happening out in the kids' world, and relaying it to the martial arts. You know, it's easy for a kid to look at baseball on TV and have a, you know, Derek Jeter excite him and he wants to go do baseball, and it's easy the same thing in football. But we've had a little bit of a challenge in the past few years of kids seeing martial arts on TV or seeing it and then relating that to a martial arts school and learning it. And that's the gap that we at Kono Magazine are trying to help you with. Each month we have the newest things coming out. You know, we put Avatar on the cover. We put Naruto, which has 11.2 million kids watching every Saturday. We put Pokemon on the cover, which has 40 million kids worldwide that play Pokemon. My goal is to bring the newest pop culture things that kids love out there and then get them in the dream world of becoming a martial artist and then get them to your school. So we're working hard at that. And on a monthly basis, we're ahead of the game on what's coming out, what's cool for kids, so you can educate yourself because you are training kids, and at the same time, you can speak their language, and then we can market to that huge group. You know, the average school will be just fine. You'll be making plenty of money and have plenty of money to pay your staff if you have 200 families training at your school. So the average school has anywhere from 5 to 7,000 families within a 2-3 mile radius. So that's all our goals. We want to attract 200 to 300 families. We're all going to be doing extremely well, and I don't think it's that challenging with the marketing strategies that we put forth, how you use Kono Magazine every month to market to the kids around your area and how to attract the families into your school and holding the cool events that we recommend.
And I cannot think of anything better than this opportunity for the summer. You know, this is great. Whether you have a summer camp or not, you know, this is just a great opportunity to get kids excited about martial arts. That's long lasting. It will, you know, really boost your summer revenue performance. It's going to lead to an exciting fall, and that's what we want for our clients. Now, I want to leave a little bit of time for some online questions and some verbal questions too. So I want to mention two things. Well, one thing, and then you can mention the other thing. First off is for the Kung Fu Panda event at the school. At Member Solutions, we are creating an online registration form that's tailored to the Kung Fu Panda night. So if you're using Event Manager or you've been thinking about using it, you want to get some more information, contact us, and we can make that part of the setup completely turnkey. You just literally turn it on, pull the form in, make some minor adjustments for your school, and now you have a way to, you know, send an email out to all of your students and have them register for your Panda Night. Also, if you're doing that with the leads that you get from the movie theater or from whatever other avenue that you choose, you can then post your website link and have people sign up right through your website. And getting traffic to your website is critical, especially, prospects. So that's just something I want to let you guys know, that we're all over it on this end as well. We'll have a global form for the Kung Fu Panda Night through Event Manager to help you guys out. And then if you just wrap up on Star Wars, we'll go right to questions.
Perfect. Absolutely. What we want to do is we want to follow suit kind of with the Kung Fu Panda theme, getting into the movie theater and having the Kung Fu Panda Night, really taking advantage of that. And then that's kind of like our summer marketing to fill up our schools during the summer. Now, when it comes to back to school time, we have an exciting event. We're working with George Lucas right now on his next film. He's doing a Star Wars film that's going to be animated similar to like Shrek, and that's going to be on the cover of our August issue. And what we want you to do is we really want you to build rapport with the movie theater at this level now. Make sure, you run your booth professionally and let them know that you also are working with George Lucas and Kono Magazine for the upcoming movie in August. That comes out August 15th, which is just prime time for back to school. The last 2 weeks of August, the first 2 weeks of September are just huge growth times for martial arts schools if you're on top of your marketing strategies. So we're going to want to follow the same exact thing, set up a booth, have the Star Wars night, get the Star Wars theme, get the video games as well. I know Kung Fu Panda's video game, I think, just came out, so I'm pretty sure you can get that, and you can make that part of one of your strategies or one of the kind of the fun times that they can do at the school. But anyway, Star Wars is coming up, so plan on August 15th, the launch of that. Take your students to the movie, do the Star Wars night, and have the Star Wars masked intros. I think Star Wars actually, I mean, Kung Fu Panda is directly martial arts, but I think Star Wars is directly indirect martial arts. I mean, the whole thing is martial arts based, so it's easy to set up a Jedi night and really have fun with that. So keep that in mind when you're talking to the movie theaters and getting building those relationships.
Well, this is a great opportunity. Let me thank you now, Roland, for taking time out to help us help our clients. This is I'm really, really excited about it. I get excited about ideas that will help clients grow, and I have to say this one is I can't remember how when I've been even more excited than I am now. This is just a great opportunity. Let's go right to questions.
Sure. Mike from North Carolina wants to know, where are the best places to get a panda suit?
Hey, Mike, that's an excellent question. You'll have to do the research online because there's different levels of panda suits. I mean, it depends on your marketing budget. I know they start anywhere from like $200 to kind of a cheesy one up into $1,200 to $2,000 for a professional Disney quality suit. So that depends on your marketing strategy, your marketing budget. I would take a look online, just Google it. I don't have a phone number for that because we get ours at all kinds of different ones. We take a look at them. I mean, they have ones that have air conditionings in the helmet. So, I mean, you can go to any level you want with that. I don't have a direct one, but just look up the different companies. And I know they're definitely out there. I have a few friends that have already got them, and they started walking through the parks and the mall with them. The kids are already going crazy. He put Muay Thai shorts on it and I think one of his school shirts or patches on it, and the kids are going crazy. So.
Okay, great. There's another question. How do you get the magazines in time?
That's an excellent question. If you order today, you'll definitely get them in time. I know they just shipped out to all the schools who pre-ordered them already, so they're done. They're off the press. They're ready to go. Call today, and you can get them sent out to you, and you'll have them plenty of time. If you wait till Monday to call, you'll still be available to get them. Just ask our front office receptionist if you'd like three-day shipping. She can let you know that the different costs for getting them faster. The normal time is usually 4 to 5 days if they go UPS ground from when you order. So if you run out and you want to get more, then you just want to kind of allow that amount of time.
Okay, super. I think you might have touched base on this earlier, but they may have missed it. But one more time, could you tell everybody, how do you get your school name listed in Kono Magazine?
get your school name listed. There's basically two ways to list your school in the magazine. Basically, there's the first strategy is where you just put a sticker on the front of the magazine. A lot of schools do this, and they use it as their school newsletter or school magazine. They'll just hand them out to all the kids with a little label on the front. The second strategy is there's a VIP pass inside. So there's a pass that you can tear out that says Martial Arts Rules, come take a free lesson. On the back of that pass, you put either stick a label on there or you can handwrite it if you want. You can type it in however you want to put it on there. That's how you get it inside there. Some schools even go as far as stapling a 3-pound brochure inside or one of their other VIP passes they've already made as well.
Okay, great. I'll unmute the phone line. So if anybody on the phone has a question, just push *7 if you've muted yourself so you can ask a question. Okay, does anybody have a question who's on the phone?
Wow, we must have covered everything really well.
That's always a good sign.
Absolutely.
With the VIP pass, that is going to be in this issue only, if I recall a previous conversation we had, Roland, is that it's a special thing for this particular issue, and then for future issues, obviously, they would have to go with putting their information, inserting their information in. Is that correct?
Right now, it's scheduled to be in every single Kono magazine from here on out.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Well, the main goal was I wanted to make it really easy for school owners to that way they don't have to print anything out each month or create their own passes. I wanted to make it easy for them. I also want to inspire kids to take martial arts lessons, so that was the easiest way for us to put a free martial arts lesson in there, and then the school can just attach their information right onto that.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That saves a lot of money.
Yeah, and it saves a lot of money, a lot of time. And again, our goal with Kono is the amount of kids training in the martial arts. And our second goal is to hand out over 1 million free martial arts lessons every month. If we can get that accomplished, I think we can accomplish our first goal, which is doubling the amount of kids training. So that free pass is in there designed to inspire them to want to train in the martial arts. And then again, like I said, their school information is right on the back of it. Makes it easy.
Okay. Any further online questions? Kathy, did you speak?
No, I believe that was it. But Mike did say thanks, Roland, for the answer on the panda suit.
No problem, sir. Thank you.
And just to let you guys know, I had a recent conversation, and for the life of me, I'm kicking myself for not writing it down, but I did speak with someone who had gotten the panda suit, and when I remember who that is, I'm going to call and find out, and we'll see if we can get it into one of the email announcements that we'll be sending out after the telecom. We'll have one today. We'll have another one tomorrow as well, and hopefully by that point I'll be able to know who it was. They did say that it was very easy to get the suit, and it was, you know, fairly good quality at a good price. So if I can find that out, I'll pass it along.
Joe, I'll do the same thing as well.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like we should wrap. And Roland, again, thank you so much. This is real exciting. It's great to, you know, be able to present an idea with so much content, so much detail, so that again, they just have to execute. I mean, that is such a big key because everyone's really busy, and if you have to do everything from the very, very beginning, it's easy to procrastinate and not get to it. And I should also mention that getting started now with the Panda movie, if they're going to be also showing the Star Wars movie, you would have started a relationship, so it'll just be easier to get into the Star Wars movie and subsequent movies after that, you know, by getting started with this one. This is a great opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. And if anyone has any questions afterwards, should they just shoot them to Kono. Do you recommend if they have any thoughts anything that comes up afterwards?
Any questions, I'll open up my email for anybody that wants to get a hold of me directly. My email is Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at konomag.com. That's K-O-N-O-M-A-G.com. You're more than welcome to forward me any of the questions or anything, and I'll help you out the best that I can.
Oh, that's great. We really appreciate that. And remember, when you call in, just let them know you're a Member Solutions client so that you can get your discounts. And we really appreciate you setting that up for us, too.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Let's hope it's a blockbuster success. It looks like it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great day.